Vikings Explorers on Vikings Huddle is presented by Lando Lakes, feeding human progress.
Hi, and welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm Lauren Young. This week, we're talking all about confidence. So let's head over to the Guthrie Theater, where wide receiver and aspiring actor Charles Johnson awaits.
Bridgewater, Charles Johnson, makes the catch!
So this is rehearsal room one. This is where the rehearse for most of the Thrust main stage shows. Also, we hold a lot of classes and opportunities for youth to participate with our actors here. So in the summer in particular, we have classes, week-long classes, where the kids will work to create something at the end and show it to their families. So it could be on slapstick, it could be on Shakespeare, it could be on a musical theater.
One day, the confidence will wish upon a star.
They learn skills like confidence, they learn skills like decision-making, strong decision-making skills. It helps them ask questions of who they are, who their community is, and who they want their what they want their world to be. Here we start working on the plays about 17 months ahead of time. Ooh. And so they'll be planning and designing, and once there's a design, they'll even start creating some set pieces and props, you know, ahead of time to test them out to see if they'll work.
Whoever did this,
they're amazing, aren't they? They are amazing.
The details, like, from the hangers,
yeah,
on the clothes,
yep,
like details in the face, that, yep, stuff is crazy.
And it can take months to build one of these things.
Oh,
it's,
I
it
bet.
Takes a long time, yeah. Like, they do those in the high schools and stuff too, and we have a totally technical class that does that sort of stuff with them, just gives them a sense of how that stuff is created and what goes into it. It's pretty,
exactly,
impressive, yeah. We're close to celebrating our 10 years in this space, but the Guthrie's been around since 1963. And so you will notice all along the walls here, sometimes outside the building in different spots, that you'll see the ghosts of the former productions of the Guthrie. So these are all productions throughout the history of the Guthrie, even up here too. So there is some sort of master key somewhere of all of the productions, and I'm not sure how many there are, but there are a ton of them, and you can always kind of just walk around and discover them.
How you doing? I'm Charles.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
I'm Emily.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So these are our fabulous teaching artists. They're going to help you kind of with some acting stuff today.
So. All right.
So we'll start by just being kind of physically neutral. And so start with your feet kind of just right below your shoulders, hands at your sides, loose. Something that most often we forget about is that we hold a lot of tension in our body, and no offense, but probably in your profession, you're going to have a lot more tension than others.
Yes.
So we'll start by just kind of rolling your shoulders a little bit. You can start by bringing them in circles, around and around, and then go the opposite direction, loosening up those muscles that might be holding tension there. Mm-hmm. And so Emily and I were talking about exercises we do with kids for helping projection.
I can see just how you guys just naturally talk, that you guys talk, mm-hmm, with such a power that you're used to acting and having to speak to multiple,
right,
people.
Yeah, a lot of it is, you know, you can say your lines, but if you don't feel confident in what you're saying and,
yep,
feel empowered, no one's going to believe you, or they're not going to hear you.
Exactly.
And you want people to have a good time and feel relaxed, and it's almost like seeing a movie, but in real life. So you want them to get totally transfixed into it. But in order to do that, you got to have the confidence to say whatever you're saying with conviction and believe it, and believe that people also want to hear it.
Exactly.
You know? Shakedown is a way to loosening up your body, and just, mm-hmm, and it, because it's pretty fast, it makes you breathe a lot, so you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, it gets you going, and you're like, oh, I gotta talk loud so they can hear me. And that gets you, once you get that, you're ready to go. Yeah.
As we wrap up another week of Vikings Huddle, what did we learn? We learned the importance of confidence as a quarterback from Sean Hill. We learned how confidence may just lead Charles Johnson to a career in acting at the Guthrie Theater. and we learned the rules of tennis from Lifetime Fitness. Ready, set, go. We'll see you next week as Trey Waynes races to the finish line in the episode full of speed, while Sharif Floyd races to see animals at the Minnesota Zoo. We'll see you next week on Vikings Huddle.